about this issue. Okay? Yes.
All right, let's get a stack going. Hold on, Chair Reed. All right, start from this side. Ms. Allen. Mr. Pollin now.
Thank you.
Mr. Collins.
Mr. Collins. I don't mind a little help. Okay, Mr. Lamb.
Saibara
Naratomi.
Williams.
And Ms. Williams. All right, we got it.
I'm Allen. Okay, my question is.
Okay, let's hold this. Let's hold this to 2 minutes back and forth.
The director's inspection request that Bill gave says that the director's inspection is going to start on November 10th.
Right.
Okay, and these conversations, so these were conversations that were dated November 3rd. These were.
When I send it to them, exactly.
Okay, so you sent it.
I sent the request giving them a week, and I say it in my emails. I can go, it's part of my director inspection, and you should know, I can go today and ask for whatever I want to see. I didn't do that. I give them a week. I send an email a week in advance to tell them that I was trying to, you know, I didn't want to go there and said, you show me all of this. That's why I give them the week, and that's why the back and forth is there.
So you sent it on the 3rd, and you said, I'm going to inspect on the 10th.
Yeah.
And Dwayne emailed you back and said, on the 5th.
And AED. We are talking about the IED.
I'm sorry, the IED said that because he talked to Dwayne. Okay,
yes.
So this is all, so up until the February 9th, there was still this conversation going back about what you wanted.
No. In November 10th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
November 10th, I went to the station and I have partials that.
Okay.
When they told me, I asked for a check register and they showed me some loose check and I said, but you need to have a check register, something. So all the checks before being canceled are there. And they show me a big, I don't know, how do you call it? A
file
cabinet. And I said, well, how they are posted, how are they are there? And they said, oh, but vendor name. How can you follow up and check? You know, how can you make your balance in your checkbook if you...
But the check, the bank statements were not sufficient for you. Right?
Because the bank statement
say
a check number and
that's it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. We're on the 2. Next,
Apollina. Hello, thank you for putting up with me being late. I really appreciate that. I have two questions. Number one, or a two-part question. Number one, what is your ultimate goal once you get everything you want? Let's just say magically they hand you everything. I need to know what your ultimate goal is. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I wasn't done.
Okay.
I need to know what your ultimate goal is because as far as my perception is, mm-hmm. your ultimate goal is to shut down this management.
You have
excuse
you
me,
have
I'm sorry, was I done?
No.
Well, you're not in order to state what you think a person's goal is. State the question you want to put forward.
I did, but she...
Well, state the question you want to put forward, but you're not going to allow the
expression. What is your ultimate goal? Number two, all the data that you have, everything that you get, could be misinterpreted one way or another. And there's not enough of us to go around to sit here and be able to explain to you, to give you the answer you want. So whatever your ultimate goal is, I would love to know.
1 minute left.
You're
going
like
to allow her to have a minute to respond to
it? I'm sorry, I haven't been able to finish.
There's 1 minute left.
Yeah, but
you have had 1 minute, and I'll extend your time for another minute. Go ahead.
Finish a sentence.
You got an additional minute.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the respect. I just need to know what your ultimate goal is.
You already said that.
Because, yeah, I know. Thank you, Nancy. Let her know. I already said that twice. What your ultimate goal is.
What's your
ultimate goal? Number two, all the data that we have within our system needs to be protected from other people as well. So I think it's very, very reckless to all of a sudden just demand.
30 seconds.
When we are volunteers and our first task is fundraising. Our first task is helping the station. So we cannot just sit here and poke at each other unchecked. There has to be a reason for it. If you have some data I need to know about where you're showing something is wrong, I have yet to see it after 5 years.
Okay.
What is your ultimate goal? I need to
okay.
know.
Okay, tell me when you finish, and
I'm
I don't interrupt you.
Sir Chair, am I done?
You've got 4 seconds to answer.
Please. Okay. Please do.
It would be really interesting if Ms. Jessica Polinar, when she was a program PMB, she knows that this is her right. It's not. It's part of my right. My goal is the same one that I put when I ran. Transparency, openness. This is information that needs to be known, and I need to exercise my director's right in order to get information that I don't even have completely here. And it's not only the pile of checks, trust me. My goal, transparency.
Sir,
okay.
Chair, can I ask one thing?
No, ma'am. You've actually had 2.5
can
minutes, more than most folks.
Stack.
Next one.
Stack. Orders of the day.
The
Mr. Collins. Could
you have an important question? Please put me on the stack.
I'm just going to ask. So after you did receive all this information.
I did not.
Okay.
What is your question?
Tell me. Yeah. Thank you, Adora.
After you
receive
what you have received, mm-hmm. have you found anything incriminating, anything wrong, anything, you know, any fraud? I'm trying to be politically nice here. Have you found any fraud?
Point of order. This is something for executive session. I don't see how we could, how anybody
can. I can answer yes, in an executive
session. I don't think it would speak to an individual employee. She is allowed to answer the question.
Just a couple quick ones, okay? And I understand this cost. And I mean, obviously, it's going to cost. I mean, you know, I understand. The question is, if you don't like, are you going to do this 6 months from now? Are we going to go through this again? Because the point is, and I'm not calling, I'm just saying, we can go through this, we can be here 6 months from now with the same cost and the same results. Sometimes if you don't see the results you want, then we might look again. And so that's my question is, when would this, have you found anything? And if not, how long will we keep doing this?
Okay. Some of them I cannot say, even not only in open session, even in executive session in our LSB, but you will have, the LSB will have a report. Some specific things that involve individuals, I cannot talk about that in open session. All of you know that. My objective is not, you know, chasing things around. Is opening, but during 5 years at least that I know, I've never been open. I need to force and exercise my right in order to receive some of the information. And let me tell you something else. I didn't receive a part of the checks that because of all this controversy, I said, you know, we'll see how this finished. I went there in November 10th, and I can tell you, but I will do it when I finish my report, I can tell you that I didn't receive even 30% of what I asked for. And something else. When I went there, and you can see it in all the emails, I bought my own scanner, and I said, I don't want anybody spending time. Dwayne is saying yes. I went there and said, show me I'm entitled to see the documents. I have a courtesy that I asked a week in advance. I didn't want anybody spending any time. Give me the documents, and I did that with a bunch of documents.
I'm not worried about you doing it or them doing it. I'm just asking, it's kind of like the email thing, you know. I mean, have you found anything, Hillary's emails? I mean, that's my question.
Yes.
I mean, we can
That's why it was a follow-up.
Okay.
Because what I get in November 10 wasn't enough. And trust me, like you said, we are volunteers. And I was asking employees, and you can see in one of my emails, when you have employees, I'm 50% practically of your budget, annual budget, is with paid staff. I know that they are overworked. Nobody says so, but nobody's paying me neither, okay? Then I was trying to do it the best without affecting anybody, right?
Okay, before I call on the next member, let's remind ourselves that we've allotted 15 minutes. There likely will be no time for a second question. And remember, no personal attacks, innuendos, stick to a question. Okay. Next person is Mr. Lamb.
Okay. So, within 1 week, you received about a third of what you asked for. So, we're talking about at least one person spending all week on this.
You are asking me?
No, I'm judging that from being okay, in management. Okay, this is just like you are.
For, is your bank for the question?
Can I talk without you interrupting me every single time?
Thank you.
Is the question?
Like you did her every single time?
Will you direct the question to me?
Yeah. He is.
I'm directing it.
No, he's going back and forth with the member.
The member's going back and forth with me. It's speak my to time the chair. To speak.
Now, ask your question,
it's
please.
It's my time to speak.
And you now have 45, one,
yes,
1 minute
I've
and 15 seconds left.
And your choice. Doing it too.
Your choice, sir.
Time running.
No, it's not my choice.
You're still using your time up.
Can you just ask your question?
It's one.
You're still using your time up.
You're using your power.
I don't have any power.
Yeah, well, you're abusing it.
No, you are abusing your privilege.
What I asked for.
Speak to the issue, sir.
I'm trying.
You're not. You're speaking to everything except the issue.
No.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Go, Hank.
You are out of order, and I ask you, excuse yourself,
you're
sir.
Out of order.
No, you've disrespected
okay,
this decorum of this. We're not going to allow that.
I'm not the first one to cuss in here.
Hey,
and
hey, we're not going to allow that, period. Especially toward me.
Well, you
so you can use your minute for the purpose you want to use it, or you can continue.
Not getting your way. I'm trying to ask her a question, and she interrupted, and then you jumped in and interrupted, and I never got my whole minute.
You're still not asking a question.
Same thing happened to me, and I had a follow-up. Just
yes,
one simple spot. Just
two
one
and a half
simple
minutes.
Question. Just
so
one
if
question.
You're going to obstruct everything.
Oh, time is running.
Will you ask the question,
that's
please?
That's your choice.
8:53 now.
Okay. We have a director's inspection here where if she got a third of it, that was a good week's work. So my question is, is she complaining that she didn't get all this and then there's stuff sitting there for the last 6 months? No. 5.5 months? And she didn't go pick it up?
Extend
after
30
all
seconds.
The expense and everything? Thank you.
30 additional seconds.
No, thank you. That's
okay.
All I need to ask.
Would you like to respond?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Like I said before, and I think that this is the fourth time that I'm repeating this, I exercise my right that you didn't during a year that you were a director. And some of the directors
that's
here have given all the
stop?
Time.
That's a personal attack.
Yes,
both of you are out of order.
Listen, I just want to get through this
you
meeting.
Don't call her
both
on
of you are out of order.
And so
period.
You.
Let the lady speak,
use the
please.
Rules equally.
Let the lady speak. I gave even offered you an additional 30 seconds, but you
I
just want
to
yap and yap and yap. You don't have the floor anymore.
You're the biggest
this lady
in the
has the floor.
And me.
Please,
okay.
Respect
I
yourself if you can't respect everyone else.
I will be outdone, God damn it. I'm going to start speaking up.
Go ahead.
Adriana has the floor, not Hank.
Okay. I exercise my right, and like a consequence of the first part that wasn't complete, when you, some people talk about things that they don't know. I have a little knowledge of how finances are being managed. And I knew a few months before I brought to this LFB in executive session a very troubling fact. That's why I was thinking, well, it's time that we know this. And the only way to know if you exercise that right. I did it. Like I said, I didn't have all the reports. I'm not blaming anybody. I know that the staff is overworked. I'm not blaming anybody. I have a clue what happened with the controversy. The first time that came to me was in April. Somebody told me that, all that amount of money that being spent. And you can see that I never asked. And more than that, the general manager was copied in all those emails. Why nobody, how come? That show you how the money is being managed in KPFD, how it's being wasted. Somebody decide that they will spend, without asking anybody else, such a huge amount of money when the answers were all done before. The question is, why the person that decided to do that, why he didn't ask the general manager? Can you? I said, just no. I mean, I'm asking only for the, if you have it. If not, give me a copy of the check register. The results, yes. The results are there. Trust me. You will have it. I will have my report. But you need to wait or do your own.
Okay, next up, Nancy Sarabia-Naratome.
Oh, it was already answered. She brought her own scanner.
Very good. Now, moving on, member Ms. Williams.
It's beyond me that anybody would spend $6,000 on information that they already have, which is what I'm what I've been hearing, that you wouldn't verify this amount and say, do you really need X, Y, and Z? How much of this do you really need if it's going to cost you something? And then present to that person, okay, is this really the expense you want us to go through for this? I, you know, both people are in the same town. They don't even have to spend a penny on long distance to just pick up a phone call or send an email. This just does not make any sense at all. Good business sense. Nobody in a nonprofit runs an organization this way. I've never even heard of a situation like this ever coming up. And I've worked with national nonprofits. This is just ridiculous. I've just never seen anything like this at all. I can't even believe we're spending the amount, this amount of time on it. I can't believe we're attacking people over this. Someone's asked me, the question, you know, what was it spent on? Did you find anything? Okay, I understand this has to be tackled in an executive session. It's
1 minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I hope that we'll just exercise greater scrutiny on issues like this. I hate that the general manager is out of the room.
He's behind you.
He's behind you.
He gave his seat up to Mr. Fowler.
Oh, sorry about that. Again, I've just never seen anything like this. If an expense is deemed to be too high, you take another look at it and you go to that person and you say, hey, what do you really need? And then you try to work out some sort of accord before you proceed with that. You don't just move forward like that. And I'm looking at the $6,000 charge, and honestly, it just looks like a joke.
I have something that will add to that.
That's all, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
You know,
she deserves
it. First of all, I explained it every time. And every time I said not to spend it. It's right there in the email. I said, no, don't do it. Don't spend the money. I will take care of that. Give me whatever you have. I don't want. And that was, the last answer was in February. Much, much in advance than the money that was spent. I mean, and I never anybody told me that till somebody from the national office called me and said, Adriana, what happened? I said, well, what do you mean? Well, they are saying that you, and it's not true that $6,000, if you, I cannot show you now some of the accounts, but Bill did it for all of us. If you pay attention to the emails that he sent, follow up and see what happened months after months, and you will see that it's not true. That amount is not true. But that is other, you know, this was all trolled by bill closure there when somebody didn't want me asking question or discussing how we are managing or how we are talking about the finance and the budget. That is the bill took the flag and ran with that, and like I said, so careless that he exposed all the KPFT accounts with the whole numbers that nobody in this room, like me, nobody in this room know it. You send it in an email to everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Tony Cox.
Can't hide information.
When I ran for this board, I made it very clear that I was here to protect the staff. I did that because of what I see. What matters to me is that, number one, we can continue to help people. Give them opportunities. Give them opportunities that they would not have unless KPFT was here. Now, what I've seen from the board, and I could be mistaken, and I'm not judging anyone, it seems that a lot of people here are just here to steal, kill, and destroy. And I could be wrong, but I have a boss that if I spend $40 extra on paper towels, he lets me know how displeased he is. Because He doesn't want to waste any money. I have a boss who will go and fix the bathroom himself before he just calls a plumber because he wants to save money. If there's something that anyone has seen in this room from Markeisha's work, from Ernesto's work, from anyone's work that would lead you to believe that they are irresponsible, that they are unethical, and that they are using KPFT's money to fund their own whatever, then by all means, hold them accountable. All I'm asking is that if you don't see it, don't make it up. Don't look for something that's not there, because since I've been on this board, I have never seen us come together to do anything. Nothing.
Yes.
Not a fundraiser. Nothing. Since I've been on this board. Nothing. We have not come together. We've all been fighting. There's been fighting. There's always jealousy.
All right. Time for a response, Mr. Cox.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Tony, I really appreciate what I don't really appreciate is that, again, I don't know what that has to do with my director's infection. You don't have it. I don't know how you can say all that you just said. You are part of this board, and I'm troubled because I see that your esteemed candidate said that I promise to protect the management on KPFT. You know, when you say that automatically, I'm not to protect anybody. I'm not to attack anybody. My fiduciary responsibility, I think that if you read your fiduciary responsibility, it's not protect anybody. You need to protect the station. You are being voted and you have a fiduciary responsibility. You cannot say that you're protecting manager.
What I'm protecting is the people that we help. In other words, we all love this station. We all love this station.
Okay, Tony, you have to. You're out of order. You're out of order.
That's who I'm protecting.
You had your 2 minutes. You asked the you challenged, and now it's time for the lady to have her response.
Well, can I have a response? Is that allowed?
We haven't allowed time for that because it's not that you could have used the 2 minutes that way. But if you'd like to recapture your hour and 30 minutes.
If she's telling me that I'm protecting,
hold on. Let me explain how this works.
I'm going to tell
you why. Let me explain how this works. You have 2 minutes. If you choose to ask a question in 10 seconds, that gives the person 1 minute and 50 seconds for you to go back and forth. But if you use your whole 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes for the question, that person gets the response. But you can't go back and forth.
Is there an allowance for...
We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 so far.
Okay, thank you, Rhonda.
And the time has been expended. So that the time that was allotted for this event has been expended. Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to extend 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those in favor, raise your hands, please.
Aye.
1, 2, 3. Okay, let me start over. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, I'm going to reset. Those in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed? 1. Okay. Motion passes.
I'm opposed. 10
minutes.
Can I get in on the queue?
10 minutes.
Please.
All right, we're going to finish. First off, we're going to finish Mr. Joseph Davis, then Ms. Allen. First ones who haven't been on the stack first. Who else hasn't been on the stack?
She
hasn't been on the stack. I have her.
Wesley
has not been on the stack.
Robert.
And Robert has not been on the stack.
Robert.
And now those who've been on the stack. I know, Jessica, you've had your hand up first.
Thank you. And Alan. Right.
We've got some rules here. And Mr. Cox and Alan. And I don't think 10 minutes will allow that. But let's go with Joseph Davis.
All right, I'm going to be quick. I work for the state of Texas, and if you want to find out exactly to the penny how much money I make, you can go look it up. You know, there's pretty much complete transparency, and we state and small businesses exercise transparency primarily so that they can be in legal compliance. Because from a previous executive session that's been mentioned, we know for a fact that there was some information that was held secret at this organization that have turned out to lose us many, many tens of thousands of dollars. And it was not. And it was only the fact that it was pried out of somebody's hands involuntarily that we got that information at all. I wish it wasn't necessary. I wish we could walk in and say, hey, you know something, let's go take a look at all the records. That doesn't happen. When I walk into the budget committee meetings and I say, I'd like to see the records, I'm told it's insulting to us to even hear you ask the question. That's what I'm told by the management in a finance meeting. So, as far as I'm concerned, what do we do at Pacifica that requires secrecy? Is it our phone bill? Is it our electricity bill? Is it our salaries? Is it our insurance policies? What exactly are we? Are we funding espionage in Russia or something? Because maybe that would need to be kept a secret. But I don't know of anything that we do at Pacifica that needs to be this kind of ridiculous amount of obscurity in our records. So if the very fact that it required, apparently, almost an act of God for somebody to get in here and get some records, that's not, the problem isn't somebody having had to go through an act of God to get in to get the records, it's that it was necessary to have one. That's the problem. And I'm disgusted with it. Thank you. Thieves hide in the dark.
Would you like to respond to that?
The same thing that I said at the beginning. You know, it's a shame that after at least what I know in 5 years, some of you are longer than this, that require to force, you know, what is my right. I need to exercise that against everything. And you see how I'm being, that is very clear. What the attacks come from? Because who they are, she's this person, who the heck she is to ask us? Why people feel insulted? Because we ask the question. I don't have any problem with anybody asking me obviously if I'm in a business with you, but this should be open. Why I need to wrestle the information? Why all of you that are sitting at this table, and all of you, a lot of you know how difficult it was to get just a little bit of information. And let me put this, I'm not accusing the general manager or people of some wrongdoings. I'm not doing so. What I'm saying is, the problem is that culture, the problem is the culture of secrecy, the culture that entitlement. I'm an employee, I receive a salary, and you, the fiduciary, the one that have the fiduciary responsibility, you don't have the right to ask me because if not, I feel offended. That is the problem. Why require me to wrestle, and why require me being here, judge? You know, you're shooting the messenger. That's what you are doing. Thank you.
Next up, Ms. Rowden.
I just wonder.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. Ms. Allen, then Ms. Rowden. PNB member Allen, I'm sorry.
Have you discussed, you said that you couldn't discuss what you have found with the local station board. Have you discussed this with any of the directors? Because you haven't discussed it with me, and I'm just wondering, have you discussed it with any directors?
Well, you know, like every investigation required, you see how difficult it is and how the attacks are.
Yes or no
is not an answer. That's the problem. You need to have the information before there is. And some of the information is not in my hands again. Not only because I didn't want to look for it, you know.
But I thought the objective was...
Hold on.
I just want to know what you just said.
Wait. No.
I will present my report, and I will present a report when I have it.
Now, members in the gallery will observe. Members around the table will respect each other. Since this is an exchange, you can go back and forth. You're recapturing your time to restate or go further into the question as you would like.
I'm just a director. I just want to know whether, yes or no, whether you've discussed this with any other director.
No.
Okay, that's the answer to the question. The second thing is, you asked for a copy of all major donors over 1,000 and their complete contact information and all members, which could be used for contacting people, and we have upcoming elections. Did you receive any of that information? Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
All right. Now,
let me
you have a response. All right.
Because when I ask for that major donor over $1,000, I want to explain a little thing. At some point in time, I get back to the person that got that information, and I said, I don't need the names, and I don't need the addresses. You identify your donors with a number. What I want is the list of that exact number, I don't know, 78. How many times and how much money and when that was put in the LSB? That's what I was asking. That was the question. I never received, you know, because that's the problem. I don't want to know the name. I don't want to go to that people. But I want to check. I know that some information. I cannot explain a bunch of those things. But that's why I want it. I want to identify how the donations were coming.
Will the members reserve her time?
Thank you.
Thank you. We are now at 5 minutes. We have Ms. Rawdon and Wesley Bethune. Go ahead, Ms. Rawdon.
Mine's quick. I heard Mr. Cox talk about having to account for $40
in paper towels,
you know, and have to answer for that. And I just wondered how $3,000+ just slipped right through without a question. That's it.
My question is exactly that. Is exactly, and when I ask the email that I sent to you, the one that I give you copies, I really ask, it's more than that. I really ask for actions, because I believe that if we are working so hard to get money, and somebody decides to spend that money, I want to know who authorized it, you know, and why we need to pay for somebody that wasn't. Isn't supposed to be there. He's asking for $40 to be authorized. Who authorized it? Such amount, thousands of dollars? Because if they ask Dwayne, the general manager, I believe that he was copying all of this. He would say, oh no, she already answered all of that.
Now that's been 1 minute. Can I get you to reclaim? Okay, next, Mr. Wesley Bethune.
I'm going to put this very succinctly. For Bill over here and for Dwayne, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide. Just produce the documents and we'll get to the bottom of it. If people are accusing you unjustly of misallocating funds, show them that you're not. Very simple. Thank you.
I never accused her.
Would you like to respond to that? Yes. What we use the balance of? Okay, yes. Yeah.
I never accuse anybody. And like I said, I will produce my report, but I want you to understand that I'm one person, and all of you know that I have sometimes 18, 20 meetings a month, and I have my own time. I'm trying to do my best with the information that I have, but I will produce the report, yes. And I hope that is the opening for all of us to use it.
Now, Mr. Mark, you have exactly 2 minutes left in the time.
I don't need it.
All right.
Two brief questions.
Yes.
One, it's been asked before, but we never got an answer. Why didn't you pick up the documents we paid $3,000 for? And two, why do you need information regarding addresses and contact information for volunteers, programmers, donors, and members? If you're investigating that matter, which we discussed in closed session.
Okay. Well, I didn't ask for all that detailed thing. What I was asking is, we know, for example, we were told...
Would you answer the first question?
Yes, I will. I will, if you don't mind.
Because I don't want to run out of time on that one. You've been asked 3 times and you won't answer.
Yes. Like I said, why I didn't pick it up, because still, can you see, still the discussion, that is my problem. We are centering in something that I didn't pick up, but that is the minimum. And I didn't need all of those checks.
You're talking about not being disclosed.
Excuse me.
You don't have the floor.
You are going to control yourselves, or you are disrupting the meeting.
I beg your pardon.
Please respect yourself if you can't respect the body. Now you have
double
to call us.
I didn't ask for copies of anything. I asked when you have the originals, I will make my own copy, please. Anybody can read. That is the first thing. The second thing, when you asked me about what I was asking about volunteers, and yeah, very clear. I can give you the answer this short. In the last meeting, we received, somebody said that we have more than 7,300 members. Well, the NES, 6 days later, said that we have, and it's not even clean yet, only 6,480 members, right? That's why I asked. And that's why I for the volunteer too, because when you have lists that are kind of inflated, what I want to know, why those things are not being cleaned on time? We were asking a year ago to clean those lists.
Wow.
I don't need the personal information of people, and I explain it then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've spent 26 minutes exactly on this issue. Time is expended. Item four.
Two.
I'm sorry, item two what?
Keep your recognition.
Two. Item two, I want to skip it to the General Manager's Report. Okay, KPFT recognition. Well, I'm going to uncharacteristically start off the recognitions. Generally, I do last. But in light of the passage of two significant resolutions by this body tonight, I'd like to also put in the record that the chair personally would like to acknowledge the great work and what some would call a brave action. Being a believer of the Lord myself, I call it righteousness. Give credit to Will Johnson, police chief of the Arlington Police Department, which fired the police officer that shot the teenager just this past weekend. If we had those type of police chiefs with that kind of spine, sending that kind of message, exuding that type of example, that if it happens under my watch, this is what's going to happen, we'll probably have less of it, and all lives will matter. Go ahead.
I want to just...
Will Johnson.
I just want to say that I'm unhappy on the way that whole last segment went down. She was a key, she basically said something
about... Wait. We're out of order, sir.
I just wanted to say...
Recognitions. KPTF recognition.
I don't think it was.
We can't slip things in when we are looking at the agenda that says KPFT recognitions. Now, if you have recognitions, Chair would like to recognize you. If you don't, yes, ma'am.
I'd like to recognize Ray Hill for leaving his hospital bed.
Oh, wow.
To do an execution watch show, which fortunately the person got a stay, but he was ready to go into action. And
got
this
a
was a few weeks ago, yes. And tonight, Ray Hill, although out of rehabilitation and at home now, but he came for execution watch, and the Texas State killed a person who had no intent to murder anybody by accidentally bumped into an officer putting strips down because he ran a red sign. I mean, it was a chase, because he just went through a stop sign, a stupid thing that
Same
was done.
Thing with
he had
Blair.
No intent to kill the police officer, but he refused. He was only 21 at the time. Now 26, he's dead today. He refused any appeal because he did not want his children to get bonded to him. Because he knew killing any officer in the state of Texas, you're not going to walk out.
You got a mark, that's for sure.
Not only do I need to ask for recognition and prayers for our show host Bill Bates of my show Sweet Nightmares, also known as the Ejaculous Show from years ago. Also, Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier has been the voice of reason with us and without us, and a lot of times gives us information that, you know, I have learned to really trust, because there's not a lot of judgment in that. But we need to recognize the KPFT volunteer. All of us at this table, all of us in this building, all of us at that building, all of the people who come for KPFT. I mean, the only people I can point to is Bill and Bill. Selflessly and undeniably, you know, here for the cause, you know. So thank you, Bill.
Any other recognition?
And thank you, Bill Bates. And he's in intensive care still, so if anybody wants to visit him, he's downtown at Memorial.
Dwayne Bradley. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just simply like to recognize Bob Mark, Teresa Allen, Wesley Bethune, Bill Crozier, Marianne Martinez, who are here as well, who are not affiliated with programs per se, but are seen by me and the staff members as folks who have given their time to participate in the pledge drive by actually coming in, sitting at the table, and taking phone calls. And if any of y'all did that and I didn't see you, then I recognize you in absentia.
Recognize BNB member, what's her name?
Who else?
Hank Lamb.
Robert.
Well, he acknowledged Robert.
No, I thought you meant who else for.
No, I want to make sure all the board members who've done some pitching or answer phones down there.
That shows that would bring him in, but came in and did it.
Teresa.
And Adrian, if you're ready, thank you.
Robert.
If I would just like to recognize Mr. Bradley and Council Krigler for getting our license renewed. This station board report from the manager is probably one of the most upbeat station manager reports we've seen in a long time. I'd also like to congratulate everybody that has worked to get us the money to, as it says here, able to write the check to take delivery of the transmitter. And I just think that, again, that's the most upbeat report to this body that I've seen in a long time.
Hank Lamb.
I want to recognize Robin for helping me put together a fundraiser for November.
Yeah, I've heard the PSAs.
There's quite a bit in it for people that want
getting
to sponsor.
Getting a lot of airplay.
Like and we just changed it today to one that's less wordy.
Well, I listened to it.
What's the date on
that? November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Last Concert Cafe, Electro Love Fest.
You've got time to announce it again at the next meeting as well.
Well, you know, I want to, and I did it before, but I want to do it openly and on the record. I know that we have staff that didn't have a raise in a long period of time. I know that. I can say, I don't know anybody that deeply, but I know that they are working, they are doing the best that they can. And I want to know, everybody to know, that when I'm questioning and when I'm checking, it's not because I don't recognize what people are doing. And when I said we cannot give a raise, it's because we don't have the money. I hope that we can be. Can you direct Jessica to
just ignore and go ahead. Please
ignore me saying what is your recognition?
Yes. You have no right to speak, period,
exactly.
Unless you recognize.
I have no right to ask what your recognition is.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Like I said before, I want to recognize the employees and the volunteers.
Thank you.
The full-time and the part-time employees and all the volunteers, because it's true. They are underpaid, overworked. But this is the reality of our organization, right? And I want to be clear, because I normally perceive like they don't recognize
order
me, but I do.
Members, please keep yourself in order. Recognizing the anonymous donor who brought in the big check, obviously anonymous. I don't have the name. It's anonymous to me, but thank him or her. Thank Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
For going out to, again, as I stated earlier, going out to the Rotary Club of Herman Park, and they have donated $400 for us to create a flyer to promote some of the programming and some of the issues of concern for KPFT. So I want to make sure we give them recognition as well. Now we'll go back to the printed program or agenda. And that would be the manager's report, unless I'm corrected.
No, we have 2B. No.
Why do I want to get to this manager's report?
3A and B.
Okay. 3A, Governance Committee motion.
No, 2B. There was an issue. Would you approve a convener for a programming committee?
2B.
Oh, 2B.
I'm glad I got a secretary.
I volunteer.
All right, we need a convener.
I volunteer.
You convene. Okay, that means just send out the location and time.
Yes.
Unless you gather folks tonight. But the problem the other person had was he was waiting on people to respond, and he probably didn't have time, so it's been dropped for 3 months. Now you've got it. We hope a meeting will be called in the next 30 days.
No, which committee is it?
The local programming committee.
If you would.
Pay attention. That means you got to pay attention to your emails.
Well,
the LSB email. I'll let her. Give her your personal email, and maybe she can send it directly, since you don't. You, like many of us, don't want to open up the letter.
I can be your secretary.
Yes, interrupt for one thing. Did everybody get a chance to look at the minutes, since we kind of deferred that while we were passing
them
around?
Where are the minutes?
Some of these we already approved. I don't know what you put.
I just tried to put everything on there that wasn't noted in previous minutes or logs I had as being approved.
Are there any corrections?
And as long as everybody's put any corrections you have on the sheets that were passed around, then we're good. And of course, that can always be corrected later.
Order. Order. Let me have your attention. We're about to close. We only have 30 minutes left. You've been decently well. Let's stick with it.
Can we vote to approve the minutes? If everybody's looked, can we vote to approve the
minutes? Has everyone taken a look at the minutes?
Well, we need to specify which one, because I think that we need February.
We have
March,
approved February, March, April, and May.
Well, I have May here.
Now, what we're concerned about is June, July. That's it.
No.
When I went through the records of the minutes, I didn't find that we had approved. We keep bringing them up, and then we don't actually vote to approve
exactly.
them.
Hold on now.
That's the problem.
Hold on. The last two sessions, this chair has asked that the members approve the minutes subject to revisions, which means the minutes are approved. And if any member find a need for an adjustment or to add or subtract, they get with the secretary on that. But I don't want 7 months. We've gone through this right. before. We're not going to have 7-8 months of minutes just on the shelf. The minutes have been approved.
July. Okay. July are the only one that are new.
Just look at the July then. If you haven't looked at the July,
okay.
we need to
and he sent them out on your email.
Yes, I sent everyone everything.
So tonight, next week, next month, you see something that needs to be in order, contact the secretary, and the secretary will make that adjustment. If there is some issue, if he takes issue with your adjustment, we bring it to the body.
So can we approve the minutes right now for
yes,
July?
Is what I'm asking.
Okay.
So moved.
All right. Any objections? Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I can go to, give me correct now because I'm lost. 3A? No, 3A. Yes, 3A?
Yes, 3A.
I'm finally at 3A?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my. Yeah. Governance Committee motion.
You got me.
I can defer it. I'll be glad to defer it.
I don't think we had anything specific.
That sounds good. Music to my ears. We can condense this 26 minutes. The town hall meeting has been set for September 12th. And I need everybody to get on board. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we're gonna try to get a PSA. We're going to try to make sure we get a flyer even going with the address, the location, maybe some directions, all that kind of stuff. But we do need to self-promote. The members need to self-promote. We're going to try to make sure people recognize and populate our committees. That's one of the purposes of this town hall meeting, is to bring people in, recruit people, explain to them what the committee's operations are, what their purposes are, and try to recruit so we can populate some of our committees. First and foremost, it is to receive the needs, the wants, and the concerns of members of KPFT. This is mandated. PNB hasn't passed their little new rule yet. It's mandated. We've customarily required ourselves to do 2 a year. And listen, it ain't matter your personal preference, whether I like them or not, we've got to do it. So I'm hoping a committee of this body will take on the responsibility of the second one next year See, CAB did one last year. The chair tells me they have declined to do one this year, but I've got four, five, or six other committees to work through this. So the chair went ahead and did this one, but I need y'all to do the second. So
yeah, the outreach committee is working on A-Fest. So we're working on it.
Well, A-Fest. I want to be clear now. I don't want a meeting in a meeting.
A town hall.
I don't want a town hall meeting in somebody else's town hall meeting. That ain't the definition of our town hall meeting. We need a town hall meeting that's specifically for KPFD members.
You want to discuss
it? No, but we will discuss it.
Town hall.
Go ahead.
Could you tell me really fast why it was changed?
Yes, it was changed for lack of support. Most of you around the table, lack of support meaning that no one conferred with the chair as to whether they're going to do their breakouts, which I mentioned in the beginning. No one really promoted itself two or three shows. I heard no PSAs. I did my own little survey to find out if we would get anyone there. And I concluded that we
wouldn't.
We did make a PSA. Hold on just a moment. We did make a PSA.
For the town hall meeting?
Yes.
Excuse me.
I did not get played.
When was that one?
I don't know. We'd have to ask the general manager that.
You have to ask Ernesto.
Recently?
Excuse me.
Okay. Just a moment.
Well, I just want to, like, I'm done after this, but I would like to volunteer to make another PSA.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Paul.
I would like to be the first one to say that at least 3 to 4 years ago, our biggest problem was our infighting. It had nothing to do with any of what was what I just heard. Well, we put a meeting within a meeting. We hooked on with someone else. Most of the feedback I got personally when I went to festivals,
three or four years ago. Well, let's come
I'm
up
sorry,
to the
I'm
day.
I'm being interrupted. Excuse me.
Let's come up to the day.
Excuse
We're
me again.
We're talking about something else.
Excuse me. I ask for respect. When I go to festivals, when I go to events, when I have things going. Snicker all you want. When I asked people, and what I used to call was hand-by-hand combat, I would stop people and say, hey, have you heard of KPFT? Hey, what's your favorite radio? What music do you like? What talk show? Most of them would say the reason they wouldn't come to our town hall, or what they call them, town meetings? Town hall meetings, is because there's too much infighting. There's too much bickering. They don't want to come again year after year to see us fighting against each other. That was my biggest problem 4 years ago, trying to get people to our things. I would hold concerts. I would ask for help. We would ask for people to donate. It didn't matter.
Okay, what are you going to do to help this one be successful?
I'll do the same thing I tried to do 4 years ago.
Well, thank you very much.
And I appreciate you interrupting me. I have asked for help from our boards 4 years in a row. And I've been told, we can't donate this, it's not allowed. We can't donate that, it's not okay. Well, nobody wants to, it's always some rule against the other. I hope we disbar all that's not a problem.
Thank
Everybody
you,
throws in everything they have, but our biggest problem is us.
We appreciate
not
your
where
comments.
We have our meetings, not how we have our meetings, not whether we have a party or a concert or a show.
Ms. Castaneda.
Our biggest problem is our infighting and the way we
bicker. Mr. Pollan, we get your point. Thank you.
Thank you for interrupting me. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you
chair.
Very much.
I will
appreciate
keep that in
you.
Mind next time we vote on you.
Thank you very much. Hopefully you'll be here when we do vote.
Yeah, if we ever get there. And I still have some points for our PMB when we get back to that.
I think that's actually time for consent items.
Our PMB
it is. But I did recognize this member. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, we said.
Unabridged.
Hey.
Yeah.
Street mentality. Let's keep the street mentality on the street.
Did somebody tell him that?
Let's keep the street mentality on the street.
When I was talking, did someone tell him to shush?
Let's
he
keep
gave
the street
her the
mentality on the street.
He
Mr. Palmer, will you be quiet?
Opportunity.
Please.
Equal opportunity. Tell him
Go
to
ahead.
Shush.
The floor.
Go ahead.
Equal opportunity.
Just ignore. Go ahead.
Yeah, just
okay.
ignore me.
What
like
happened
you do
is
on the
normally, what we are talking, first of all, is an amendment, a proposed amendment. That I really vote for, that because we never could do the two town hall meetings a year. We can do all that we want if we can, but was mandated to, and we, since I'm close, I wasn't a member, it was the only town hall meeting from the LSP. But now it's a proposed amendment that will be, divide that, one town hall meeting obligation and one LSP fund run. LSB event to get funds. I think that makes more sense if we divide it like that. We can make 100. But what we need to remember
that the town hall meeting, people are talking about going to festivals and things, and that's fine. It's something that needs to be done, but it's not the town hall meeting. Town hall meeting is a meeting where we ask our listeners to come and give us their ideas, what they think.
Concerns.
Right? Their concerns, issues. What they want, what they don't want. We need to listen to our listeners. That is the idea of the town hall meeting. No, we asking them for donations or things that have nothing to do. Town hall meeting is in a specific designation. And you have a very good, yeah.
The time has been expended. We are now at...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would like to move that we extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, go right ahead. Now, I need a stack if we're going to extend for 5 minutes.
Extend the consent items?
Got my hand up.
Go ahead.
What are we extending?
What is that?
The discussion of the town hall.
I guess we're still on 3B.
There's no objections. I've got objections.
I would like to continue the general manager's report and then maybe go back to the town hall meeting if necessary. I don't know what else there is to talk about. Unless I'm the only one that feels that way, then I'll remove my objections.
Well, we haven't had a general manager's report in 3 months. Hank.
We have somebody that's been speaking the entire meeting. Interrupted virtually everyone in the entire
meeting. And I wonder who you could be talking about. But it is an objection. You're right. That's an objection on which you stated your objection. That are you prepared to vote on this objection, which is
the extension?
The extension. Those in favor of the extension.
How many minutes?
What are we saying?
He said 5 minutes. Those in favor of the extension, raise your hands. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mr. Pollard, you can't vote twice.
I didn't ask you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion doesn't pass. All right. Now we're finally where you've been trying to take us all along, huh? The general manager's report.
Well,
you can only expect people. You know, they
I should ask you.
Adults. If you have a copy, maybe you can throw folk out. But other than that,
if it is, it's probably good, though.
I'm not going to be fighting folks.
Well, thanks for actually working all the way down to point four and moving me up far enough to get me in.
I try.
I appreciate that. I sent these out earlier. And as always, I read them over and think of things that I could have said better or should have said and didn't, or maybe shouldn't have said and did. But things that I would like to emphasize in this report, and I'd like to leave as much time as possible, because I'm also kind of excited that I see a chair report before we even get to the EMB reports, and I'm kind of looking forward to that too. I did want to point out that we did come up short, as you can see, by 20% on this fund drive that just ended. And what that means in the real world that we have to work in is that the next fund drive, which has usually been in October and sometimes in November, is now going to be actually starting before the fiscal year that we're raising the funds for even starts. So it's very likely that the next pledge drive is going to be starting in about 5 weeks. So that is, I think that is the great side of what Bob Mark referred to as an upbeat manager's report, because I see that, because I have to be there every day of these things. And the next one will be, I can only anticipate the next one will be a bit of a grind. But on the upside of that, we're going to have 100,000 watt transmitter powered up before then. And that will be, I think, a progressively better experience for everybody as the signal becomes more, well, as the signal penetrates places it has not been able to penetrate, as it loses a lot of multipath interference that it currently suffers from as it solidifies the perimeter of the signal area and even extends it by a few miles. It's, you know, going from 35 or 40,000 watts to 100 does not mean that we're going to have a circle twice as big. It just means we're going to have a firmed up signal in our main signal area in that 60 dB contour that the FCC gives us. And so what that means to me is that the transmitter being out by the racetrack in Northwest Harris County and downtown being the closest thing to a mountain range in this part of the country means that people behind the mountains, which is southeast Houston, Pasadena, and out that way, you know, I don't see a whole lot of pledges coming from Pasadena or Channelview or places like that, and part of that is because of this mountain range in the way. Well, it's going to get there in a way it's never gotten before. So that's a real positive development. So I'm thinking that over time, we're going to get known as a station that's reliably present in people's lives instead of occasionally present in people's lives. And, you know, we've all had the, you know, the occasional call from somebody in Tampa listening. Well, that's just a freak atmospheric distortion where a signal bounces off a smooth spot in the Gulf of Mexico and keeps going. You're not going to get a lot of pledges from those people, but you might from some people in Pasadena if they can actually count on that signal being there reliably. So I look forward to that future for KPFT. So that'll be the completion of a real long and somewhat arduous process, and whatever role you played in any of it to through the Indiegogo campaign or any other part of it, I appreciate you for that. I am happy that the license finally got renewed. It had been put on hold, and those of you who've been around the block a few times may remember when it expired on July 31st of 2013, we were told originally that the FCC was putting it on hold because a complaint had been filed alleging obscene broadcasting on some particular Tuesday night in April of 2011 when someone used one of the words they shouldn't have at 5 p.m., which is kind of impossible for somebody to do when we're transitioning from, at that time, Al Jazeera News to Amy Goodman. They don't curse a whole lot. I mean, sometimes they screw up. But there were no F-bombs dropped at 5 p.m. So that eventually went away, and then we found out that the FCC still wasn't going to renew it because, well, it's not their custom to renew a station's license that's operating under a special temporary authority to operate it less than the license power, which by then the lightning thing in 2013 had put us into. So we've been piddling along, barely ever got to 100,000 when we got this original transmitter 8 years ago, and have absolutely not even been close to half of that for at least the last 3 years. So this is going to be a dynamic upgrade for KPFT, and then to have the FCC affirm the fact that we promised this is the last time we're asking for an extension, and I don't know if they know people at our transmitter company saying, yeah, they've sent us money. We're really building them this machine. It's going to happen this time. For them to send us the renewal without us having to actually have the thing in, turned on, beaming it out, and proving it to them, I think that's a wonderful thing, too. So knowing that KPFT has a solid-state license, I mean a solid-state transmitter, that will be on, I hope it'll be up by Labor Day, because Labor Day comes a little late this year. It'll be like the 7th of September. I'm hoping that it'll be up by then, and I'm certain, though, that from now until July 2021, July 31st of 2021, KPFT has a license. Now, there are things happening outside of Houston with PNB and KPFA Foundation or shadow governments and California Attorneys General and things that are, you know, I'm not in those meetings. I'm just a lowly general manager in Houston, Texas. So I don't know about that, but I do know that Houston is going to have its most solid version of KPFT it's ever had in 46 years. And And I think that you all, everyone here, can take some pride in having been part of solidifying the future of KPFT. So the guy who gave us the $7,300 money order's name is Preston. If you bumped into a guy named Preston, thank him, hug him, buy him a beer.
Does he frequent the station?
I didn't meet him. I didn't see him. Ernesto had that honor.
You must give us more information than just Preston.
Really?
Just hugging random Preston.
Exactly. Hug them all.
Just hug random Preston.
You might want to just remain anonymous.
Maybe we'll get more. I wanted to mention this, though, that the Indiegogo campaign will continue, you know, for the full 60 days. And as of the 31st of July, they started dispersing funds to us. So on the 31st of July, they gave us $11,100 that had already been raised. They took their little 5% cut and gave us the rest. Last Friday, they gave us another $2,360. We're expecting a few thousand dollars more this Friday, and then probably every Friday from now until the 60 days is up. So it doesn't stop at 20,000, and we really needed 38 anyway. So we're doing really well on that. I'm going to be meeting with our vendor to hand him this big-ass 136,000, well, 116 or 18 or 20 of the $136,000 that's still owed to the Nautel company. I got a report from our engineer that the Galveston antenna is kind of wonky right now. It's going to cost a few thousand dollars when we have the spare change to fix Galveston. We're going to apply for a vertically polarized antenna to replace the kind we have to give us a better signal there. The unit's kind of burning up. It's been deteriorating from salt air. But Galveston is an investment that I think is worth continuing to fund. There may be arguments against particularly the Goodrich Livingston translator station, which is in commercial parlance, I guess you'd call it a loss leader. But the Galveston one actually brings in enough pledges to pay for us having that system down there. The others don't. I just wanted to apprise you of the fact that the Galveston system is deteriorating. We're going to have some expense incurred there in the next few months if we want to fix it. I want to let you also know that the phone system in the studios has been experiencing more and more on-air issues, in part related to, quite honestly, in part related to too many people jacking with the equipment and not really respecting the fact that this is community property. I've spent $300 in the last 2 months buying new headphones. There's 10 sets of headphones that we pay for. And those go out so frequently that it would make your head spin if you had to pay for them personally. And we do, but it's not out of any one of our wallets. It's out of all of them.
Disappear or break?
They're not being stolen. They're just they're being abused.
Oh.
Similarly, this Telos phone system, people yank on it. People pull the little pads around, and they're... Things are just not respected at the station, and there is, I think, something that we need to instill in the programmers is a little bit more respect for the fact that this is a community resource. So any of you who are programmers, I'd like you to infect others. And then on another closing note, I've had a couple of occasions to meet with this woman, Stephanie Coleman, from Trey Magazine. She is a dynamo. Thank you for sending her our way. And
well, thank you for receiving her.
And so we've linked up. She's put together some interesting proposals. We're hoping to do some really good collaborative work in the very near future. The rest of it's all in this report, and that took way longer than I was.
Well, I would want you to add that what she would be doing with you is building up our youth component on the station and really utilizing the facilities to train.
Correct.
Young people from the local,
bringing in kids and
school districts. New blood.
I do notice we had a new HD3 cell that was in training today. some young guys.
We had half a dozen new groups of people came in last night to get trained on HD. One of them started this afternoon.
Yeah. All right. Ms. Allen is first, then Ms. Casaneve, and then Ms. Patel.
Wayne, I'm all about leverage. You know, I'm reluctant to tell people that we've hit our goal on Indiegogo because we really need more.
Right.
And I'm also reluctant to say, oh, we're just going to move up the pledge drive without using some opportunities to maybe leverage. Saying, like, if we get some pre-pledge drive challenges from people, if we can go to some people and say, you know, if we hit this goal, will you donate $5,000, for example, or $1,000 or whatever? If we get a pool to match to help raise more, or if we get car donations between now and the end of September, or if we get call lapse donors and hit a certain goal, if we wouldn't necessarily need to pull our pledge drive up. I'm trying to think of something that we can work on together that we don't have to move our pledge drive up. Something that we can work together and raise money outside of on-air pledge drives.
Well, I mean, my feedback is right on, but
the details.
My reality is that there's X dollars in the bank, there's X bills need to be paid, and that the X date of running this money to September 30th it's not going to balance. And the longer we can go, and, you know, at some point we have to start making plans. I mean, we've got to get vendors to donate food. We've got to start getting volunteers, you know, scheduling their time to come in and sit around the table and answer phones. We've got to make sure that programmers aren't planning to go to Hawaii those 2 weeks or whatever. I've already been told by several people, you know, if you're doing it in late September, count me out. We've rearranged our lives because we know you're doing it in October. Well, it's like, there's, you know. But to the point of the car donations, I asked Ernesto yesterday to reach out to Scooter and to Huey, the guy whose design we stole for the retro t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Huey is the voice you may occasionally hear doing those little boomy station IDs. KPFT now with 100,000 watts of pigeon killing power. He lives up in Arkansas. He's got a production studio up there. He likes doing weird stuff. Scooter is certifiably weird. The two of them together have a really cool synergy, and the kinds of things that you have been pushing for that I have yet to see being created, I've told Ernesto to do that, because they'll make some stuff happen. We'll get some quirky.
It would only take a couple RVs. If somebody wanted to donate their RV because they're too old to go down to the...
All right, next up is Ms. Casaneve.
Thank you.
Okay, wait.
By the way, it's 3 minutes left. Okay. I'm sorry, five minutes left.
On the stack, please.
Do we have... I have two important questions. One is about the discrepancy in the membership. But the other one, you told us that the generator was stolen.
Stolen.
Yeah.
In July?
Fourth of July.
And you said that somebody was messing up with the videos?
No, I didn't say someone was. I said the machine was accessible in a place where someone could have.
Did you recuper any of that?
No.
Was erased? The videos were erased? You said that you were talking to the neighbor too, that you were thinking that... The
neighbor has never given us anything.
Okay, mm-hmm. But the cameras at the stations are not... You didn't recuper any of that?
No.
Is being erased or is not being checked?
It was not recording. That's been remedied.
Okay.
Are we planning to put it in a secure place that not everybody can play with that? Because obviously it's so symptomatic when somebody steal, somebody stopped the recording, maybe, or something happened. How do we know?
The computer's locked up in the engineering room, but there was a relay switch in the control room. That it was not the relay switch that was messed with.
I mean, somebody was
in here. That piece of equipment has been modified, and that switch isn't there anymore anyway.
Somebody was in it. Thank you. And the membership?
The membership. The membership numbers change every single month. So the membership base that you're talking about that might relate to the pool of number, the names that were given to the National Election Supervisor, and the number that you see at the bottom of the first paragraph that I give to you every single month in these hundreds of reports will probably never actually match, because that is for anyone who's made a $25 donation or a sweat equity application during a specific 12-month window. My window is different than your window. Whatever day you first made your pledge in your life creates a like born on date. That's when your membership started. It's not the same day mine is. And that anything you do for the next 12 months is just considered an additional gift. It's not related to a calendar year. It's related to a personal year. It's a wacky system, but it's the one that Pacifica uses.
Yeah, but what I worry is that in six days, the difference is almost 1,000 members. You gave the report July 8th, and the NES got the official report July 14th, the recording date. That way I worry. I said, well, it's less than a week, and we have almost 1,000 members less.
The report,
and that go up again.
The report I gave you in July may have had a date of July 8th on it, but the information that I extract from Robin and Markeisha and Ernesto to write that report, I write that before the date that it's handed to you. So it's more than 6 days. I mean, if that number came from the 30th of June, anyone whose year ended on June would be off the rolls.
Okay.
Ms. Patel.
Do you have any hard copies, any extra hard copies of the report and the
time is expended.
Budget? That's not my question.
I put one out at every seat.
Okay.
But I do.
When you answered Adriana's question, it didn't really answer for me. I don't understand why there is no recording of the generator getting stolen.
Well, A, there's not a camera pointing at the shed in the backyard. They're pointing at the doors to protect the people in the station. They're pointing at the parking lot to protect the people in the parking lot and their vehicles. They're pointing at the wheelchair access ramp and the side of the building where the normal traffic patterns of people at the station are coming and going.
But then when you found that video wasn't there, can you explain to me, you said something about like the switch, so why had it not recorded? Maybe it wasn't recorded the generator, but it still concerns me that it wasn't recording. So can you explain to me again why it wasn't recording at that time?
There have been problems with the hard drives on the spare computers that are being used, that are the place where screenshots are saved from the different cameras. There's also been a switch from an older camera system to some newer cameras, and in the transitioning of and adding extra cameras to the perimeter of the building.
It's 10 o'clock.
In the transitioning of...
It's still 10 o'clock.
Older cameras that used to be internet accessible and 24/7 available with all kinds of bells and whistles and things that we put on after the shooting 8 summers ago this month. We've also augmented that with a bunch of other more low-tech cameras. And in the rewiring, Bobby, who is our kind of assistant engineer, though he's called an operations coordinator, had taken that recording system off to accommodate the need for inputs from all these new cameras so that you could sit in the control room, if you do, and actually see more of the visuals that you're surrounding by so that you would be able to see what's going on.
I've got a stack. However,
so essentially, it had not been recording. It had not been recording for like 8 years until you had looked at it.
No, it's been recording sometime during the past 8 years. I didn't come here with a security camera checklist. If it's that important to you, I can get you together with Bobby.
Sure.
And I can explain that.
I just have one real fast question. I probably should know this, but who is the one that works with the website? Like, if I have website questions, who do I go to about that?
Go to Ernesto.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary.
In light of the fact that after 10 o'clock we have to pay extra money to stay here, I move that we adjourn in light of let's not spend
second.
Any more money.
Second.
Those of you who don't understand, we paid for this room, and they give us 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after, or you pay a penalty by way of automatic. So we are not in control of it. We need to have this room back in the same order we found it before that door strikes 10:30. So this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Who wants to start?